I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. Today, I want to talk about emptying your bucket list. A lot of times people, you know, engage in their business dreams and build a business so that they can get the money that they're dreaming of to accomplish all the things on their bucket list, check all those things off. And I had an incredible conversation the other day with Arthur Brooks, who wrote this great book, Strength to Strength. But he wrote in that book about how he has a meditation every birthday where he tries to empty his bucket list. And he makes the point that your happiness level is often determined by what you have divided by what you want, right? That what you have is the numerator, and the things that you think that you need or think that you want are the denominator. And if you envision the self that you want to be someday, that peaceful, joyful person, as an old man, perhaps, very often, if your bucket list is too full, it's all those things you want that'll actually, even if you accomplish them, come in the way of you being that joyful, delightful, restful person. And so he thinks about his bucket list and says out loud, yeah, I don't need that, about different things. Really powerful exercise.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, we talk about we're a slave to our possessions. So we have to, because they can enslave us, our possessions possess us. But it's not just our possessions, it's what we think we need in life, or what we think we want, or what we have to become. Those things possess us too, because then if things don't break our way, suddenly we're trapped. And sometimes we just need to let go. I mean, a dear friend of mine had like 9 children, and his 9th child was born with a developmental disability, a pretty serious one. And he mourned that, and he was like, God, why? And then he felt God saying, hey, you're going to rest for eternity one day in heaven. I'm giving you this now. And that turns that cross into a cross. Somebody told me yesterday, I can't remember who it was, that our crosses aren't meant to crush us. We can carry them with joy. But when we get a cross and we think this changes everything and it's going to prevent me from getting what I want, everything else changes. So it's kind of like, oh, this is the cross you gave me, God. I guess this is what I'm meant to have. That changes everything.
You know, and sometimes, Pat, we find ourselves wanting more and more and becoming unpeaceful about the things we want. And then we just become passive recipients of our every thought and feeling. We got to remember this. Not every feeling and thought gets a vote. You know, you can manage your interior life, think about those things, and move your will to renounce those things that you desire. But you got to be aware of what's going on in your heart.
Yeah. Let's pray. God, give us the wisdom and the courage to let go of the things on our bucket list that are holding us back, and to realize that you fill our bucket with what we need. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.